3 months before Election Day, the presidential race between Democrat Barack Obama and Republican John McCain appears to be close. Carlin Bowman monitors U.S. public opinion at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington.
The structure of the race has been remarkably stable all summer. In Gallup's national daily tracking for June and July, Obama has averaged a 3 percentage point lead over John McCain.
But many experts say that 3 points seems a small lead, given polls that show Americans are weary of the Bush administration, increasingly concerned about the economy, and generally favor Democratic approaches on many issues. Quinnipiac University pollster Peter Brown says there's one main reason why many voters seem to be holding off in deciding between candidates McCain and Obama.
Candidly, I think this election is about Senator Obama, and he has a threshold to cross, which in order to close the sale. He's ahead. We know that. A number of voters are not sure yet whether they want to vote for him. They don't necessarily want to vote against him. In fact, voters want to elect a Democrat. They're just not sure they want Barack Obama.
The McCain campaign is doing what it can to raise questions about Obama's experience and leadership capabilities. In effect, McCain is trying to define Obama for voters, and not in a positive way. It's a tactic that has been effective in recent presidential elections. Democratic candidates Michael Dukakis in 1988 and John Kerry in 2004 were unable to overcome Republican depictions of them as so-called tax-and-spend liberals from Massachusetts. Senator McCain has stepped up his attacks on Senator Obama in recent days on a range of issues, from his readiness to be commander-in-chief to his stand on tax cuts and energy prices.
Senator Obama says he's going to change Washington, but his solution is to simply make government bigger and raise your taxes to pay for it. We've been doing that for years, my friends, and it hasn't worked.
Polls show voters generally prefer Obama to handle the weakened U.S. economy, but place more trust in McCain to handle the war in Iraq and national security in general. Michael Barone is a Washington-based political analyst and author.
The question of whether Obama is, a suitable commander-in-chief is one which I think voters will continue to mull over the course of the campaign. He's clearly at a disadvantage to John McCain on this dimension at the moment.
For his part, Senator Obama is trying to depict Senator McCain as someone who would continue the policies of President Bush, mindful of public opinion surveys that strongly suggest Americans are looking for change this election year. In recent speeches, Obama has become more forceful in rejecting McCain's attacks and a television ad that compares Obama's celebrity status with pop culture icons Britney Spears and Paris Hilton.
And you know what? They know their ideas are used up. That's why they're spending all their time talking about me. And that's why they're spending all their time, you know, trying to convince you that I'm a risky choice. But the real risk is doing the same thing.
Obama and his supporters had hoped his recent trip to the Middle East and Europe would bolster his credentials in foreign policy and national security issues. But Quinnipiac pollster Peter Brown says that so far there is little evidence to suggest that Obama got much of a public relations boost or bounce out of his trip.
Well, Senator Obama had a good trip, by all accounts, to the Middle East and to Europe. He met with leaders. They said nice things about him. He drew a huge crowd in Berlin. But he may have been making friends in Berlin, Germany, but he may not be doing as well in Berlin, New Hampshire.
To many experts, the 2008 race is starting to look like the election of 1980 between President Jimmy Carter and his Republican challenger, Ronald Reagan. Analyst Norman Ornstein says, like this year, voters were in a sour mood in 1980 and looking for change. But they were unsure about putting Reagan in the White House.
And I believe fundamentally that in 1980, the election was all about Ronald Reagan. People didn't want another 4 years of Jimmy Carter, but they weren't clear or comfortable for much of the way with whether Reagan got over the bar of acceptability to be commander-in-chief and president of the United States.
Could 2008 be a repeat of 1980? Public opinion analyst Carlin Bowman says we should have a better idea after the major party political conventions in late August and early September.
The last time we had an open contest In 2000, around 60% of those surveyed by the University of Michigan said that they made up their minds at the convention or after it. Of the candidate's supporters, a quarter are still saying that they could change their minds. So stay tuned.
Experts do seem to agree that Obama does have one advantage over McCain at the moment. Democrats seem much more energized to turn out and vote this year than Republicans. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.